What do you call a house where they might hang out?
Church house.
Well, yeah, but how about if somebody died in a house?
Home house and that,
and people won't live in it because they say that house is
full of boogers.
Okay. If it's getting cold, you say I better put on a sweater because it's getting
chilly.
If you have a choice, wait a minute now. I'll go if you insist, but I
don't want to go.
What do you say to a friend that you haven't seen for a long time when you run up on him?
I'm glad to see you.
How do you talk about this when you talk about a man that owns a lot of acres of land? You say that's a mighty
rich man.
If you want to say something stronger, if you want to express strong agreement or show a lot of pleasure, what would you say? You'd say,
"Oh, I'm glad to see you."
Can you milk a cow now?
Yes, ma'am. Look to me.
Nance, if somebody hated to go somewhere, you'd say
you sure do hate to go.
You'd say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
very cold.
What are some words that you might use when you get real excited? If you burn your hand, what might you say?
I might cuss, I don't know. Good.
You got a favorite word?
No.
Some people have favorite words. They let out everything.
Yes, sir. I never had it heavy, but
That's great. I tell you, I know another man that didn't have that habit too. Yes. You know one man that did not have that habit? Did you ever hear him cuss?
One time.
What'd you say, Nitz? Tell me what happened.
Miss Brady broke her saucer one morning. He said, "Damn it, break them all."
He said, "Damn it, what?"
"Damn it, break them all." At the table, he broke her saucer.
Well,
clothes, you know.
That's right. Where did Lindsay learn to cuss?
You tell me.
Now, Ned, that was a good daddy and a good mother.
Sure.
Now, you explain to me what happens.
I just don't know where he got that happening like that, about cussing like he did and like that, you know. Daddy knew he did something like that, you know.
When did he start it, Ness? Weren't you there when he was a little boy?
Didn't I? I was still down at his grandma when he was born, 1909. Daddy was there.
And you don't know when he started that?
No, he didn't smoke around his daddy until Walter died. He smoked around him.
He had great respect.
He didn't smoke around. If he cussed, he didn't hear him cuss around him after he died. Anyway, it
gets worse now and then. Have you noticed it?
Yes, he sure is.
Do you know even his children hate for the grandchildren to be around them? Sure they do.
He just talked ridiculous sometimes.
And I don't know that anything can be done about it.
No.
All right. You might say when you're a little peeved at yourself, if you drop a stick of wood, you might say what? That's what ain't ate used to say. When you meet someone, what do you say when you greet them?
Good evening or good morning, something like that.
Do you ever ask about how they feel?
How they found them on the night.
When you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'd tell him glad to meet you, something like that.